It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there are new conditions to qualify for Social Security insurance disability benefits based on your work history. Emily Guerra spoke to Acosta Social Security Information Services owner Juan Acosta about FICA insurance benefits.
What physical or mental conditions qualify?
First of all, let me specify that we're going to be addressing the FICA-supported programs at Social Security, which means insurance. You have to have been paid into the FICA trust funds in order to have these benefits. And the four protections that you carry when you pay FICA is retirement, disability, survivors, and Medicare. Those are the four protections when you pay FICA. And that's what I'll be addressing, not the supplemental. And when you ask about the disability conditions, any physical or mental conditions or a combination thereof that establish that the worker is 100% disabled with a duration of 12 months is the basic definition of disability at Social Security. Obviously, when you make the application, they will ask for your doctors and your lab tests and any medications, et cetera, because those informational bases help to prove whether you're going to be reaching the 100% level that they request of disability with a duration of 12 months.
You're not working with the Social Security office.
I am a private individual. I was at the Social Security office for a little over 24 years, and when I retired, I began my private practice of offering Social Security services to people that need detailed guidance on how to proceed with the programs that are connected to the FICA or the insurance program at Social Security, separate totally from the SSI program.
Well, let's talk about the benefits and who qualifies, who's eligible to receive these benefits. And if you could explain so that people understand that there are several people who might have gotten COVID, who were ill, or have maybe have disability because of COVID.
We'll go over the requirements in terms of the conditions that are connected to disability, and then I will provide specific information. In the majority of cases, I need to take a look at some of the medical reports to fine-tune where that case is going to fit into the Social Security system. That is to say, if the COVID has developed some breathing problems, then it becomes like a lung condition, respiratory, and the criteria for respiratory is very distinct versus the COVID having created a lower limb inability. So then if it's a lower limb, then the reason I'm fine-tuning it is because the definition for lower limb is very distinct from the respiratory. So when they call me, we get into the nitty-gritty of more definitive guidelines and what will support their effort to get to prove conclusively to Social Security that we're 100% disabled, because that's the goal, to prove that you're 100% disabled with a duration of 12 months. Then, based on your work history, Social Security will determine what benefit you're due. Because that work history where they paid the FICA is where the averaging process takes place. And the normal rule of thumb is that the disability will replace approximately 40% of the average monthly wage in that work history. That's just a rule of thumb.
Explain to me why this is important for people to find out about these benefits. Are people not aware about them, or is it just the Hispanic community that's not aware? Yeah.
When you're faced with a tragic illness, it's hard for the family to think through because they've never had this experience in their life, the majority of them. Now they're not only having to deal with health problems, but they need guidance as to what may be available in terms of maintenance program. And when I say maintenance, it's a monthly income. So the wage earner is laid up with a disabling condition, a lot of concern about health. And then now, where is the family going to get the monthly income from? And Social Security disability may be one possibility that the family needs to explore. But just based on experience, a great, great majority of the people don't know the details nor how to work or how to even address and where to start filing the application and where to send in the medical reports and any other form that Social Security is requiring of them.
And where can they get that information?
Well, one avenue is always just to call Social Security to start in on a guidance, which is the 1-800-772-12139 number. But that in itself, the people are foreign to that Social Security information system. A lot of them just don't know that even that is available. But that's just the start. That number will just give you general information, whereas you need very specific information to get the complete and very thorough application done with the hopes that you will convince the system that you're 100% disabled with a 12-month duration.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Juan Acosta at our website, krwg.org.